Not a prime number.
Crippled systems, by the way.
Yeah. Always make it plural, please.
Singular. Like I am.
That was so cute.
Okay. I don't know if we have many listeners right now. Maybe that guy in London. Was it London? Right? Was
it, I don't remember.
You guys are recording an audio podcast, but you're broadcasting all
time. I think it was London. The guy was listening last time we did this.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Full ladies chat.
Yeah.
So hopefully we have one listener.
Hello. Oh, is that the same guy?
Oh, maybe that is.
I think that might be the guy. Know. Are you from London?
Just say yes.
Now the chat's gone.
We lost all.
Andy's like, you lost your chat privileges.
Jamesville.
Not quite the same.
Not quite.
Well, I wonder who that is.
Thank you anyway for listening.
Do I know you?
This is Crippled System. Not systems. Episode 162.
Now, why can't it be plural? You can have more than one crippled system.
It's true.
It's happened.
It's true. But, hello, Jim.
It's Jim.
Hi, Jim. Hey. That's why we need that code name, so we can tell who's who. Right. But earlier we were also discussing, maybe we should just all come up with our own code names, because I have absolutely none, so that would be fun to do. But anyway, normally we like to start out with events.
Announcements, which is essentially events.
Yeah, and I think the only one I can think of is
the lacrosse
tournament on Sunday.
For those of you who aren't going to Lock and Load.
Yes.
You can go to lacrosse instead.
Yes. All you people that get to go to Lock and Load and have fun.
Also Mark 3 next week.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the digital.
The digital starts. Mark 3 next week, which will be interesting because we'll have the cards and not the rules. So
I think the rules should be available
online too right away.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The same time the cards drop?
Yep.
Yeah, they should be.
Fairly confident.
All the physical stuff is on the 29th.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I thought the rules didn't drop until the 29th. Well, that makes it a lot easier, because I'm thinking, I can make my lists, and I can start playing a game that I don't know how to play.
Yep. Yeah.
But that makes it a lot easier. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Good to know.
So, those are the only two events I can think of.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because it's... Dan Garces' wedding on Saturday night, and we've all been talking about how we're going to be sitting at the reception with the war room up.
And thank you, Internet Stranger, for reconfirming rules
That's
available
Brian.
Saturday night.
That's my Brian.
Oh, aww. Thanks, Brian.
Thank He's you. No Internet Stranger.
So I guess we'll go around and introduce ourselves, because it's been over a month since our last All Gals cast. So I'm Casey. I play Legion. There we go.
I'm Danielle. I play Scorn, and now I play minions because I can play pigs too.
I'm Amanda. I'm Cyrus. When I do play, haven't played in a really long time.
Been a long time.
Oh yeah.
Making a comeback soon.
Oh yeah. Well, of course I have to.
Right. Totally pumped. I'm Celeste. I play Circle.
I'm Jackie. I play Circle.
Signar.
I don't
Signar.
Know what I play. I play Signar. Age of Signar. It's happening.
Signar. Curse you.
So, yeah.
I don't even know where to start.
We had a tournament yesterday.
Oh, yeah. No, this is super important.
I
want to
get the cat out of the bag.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. The cat. I see what you did there.
So, we are grouped together for, most of us.
Most of us. Sorry. I'm not going to be there this year.
So, we're grouped together for WATC, and I decided to make a mascot. So,
I'm so excited. That's amazing.
So, it's almost done.
Ah! Oh, my God.
And it's kind of cool because... He can hug you, and then you could
shoot the rest. Oh, sweet Jesus. Everything in my life is better.
I do think the opening needs teeth.
Yeah.
If it's going to truly be our mascot, it needs to have some bite, right. You know?
I don't know.
We're Team Vagina, and it's kind of hard just to make a vagina out of plush, so I just made the whole uterus.
I like it with the ovaries and the fallopian tubes.
Yeah, having the one tube tied is clever, too. I like that.
What I was doing was I just, sketched this out, and I cut it out. And this
tube here is really little in comparison to this one. So I couldn't get this out, so I have to do some manual surgery and stitch that one back up. Okay. So one tube's smaller than the other, but nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
We've got some ovarian surgeries that need to happen. Oh, but
it happens to the best of us.
I love it. He can get with us to all of our games. Why am I using male pronouns to describe that? Like,
it could be a he.
I guess it could be.
We don't know.
I don't know the gender identification of my own personal uterus. So. Yeah,
of course not.
Exactly.
I don't know where Who knows?
Where it is kind of nice, actually.
Yeah, you just leave it around your neck.
Okay.
Where, I mean, if it'll hang there. See, if you had the other side done, you could put it around Amanda. Yeah. And you could just, like, hang out and chill out between you guys, like, be our sixth member. I like his eyes, too.
I do, too. When I put the eyes on, I'm like, yeah.
Is he going to have, totally... like, a face? Like,
yeah.
The rest of a face?
I was going to do, like, you know, like, little kissy face on iPhone. I have little faces that you can do.
Sure.
I was going to do a little kissy face and, like, a little heart.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fantastic.
I kind of don't think a kissy face is quite right, because there's nothing nice about uteruses. They're no. They are mean, terrible organs. They bleed all the time. They make you, they give you cramps.
I saw a meme on the internet that was really good. It was like, this friend that often tries to gift you things, like really terrible things, and then if you don't like them, they get really like angry and like start slicing things.
That's
like,
totally a uterus.
Yeah. Like, here's a pretty gift for you. I have it in a bed right here on me, and I'm keeping it safe. And then you're like, I don't want this, and it's like, duh, I hate you. How dare you reject my gift? Love it. It's beautiful, and I love it.
So, I can make more if anybody wants one.
We should just all have one.
Yeah. Really, I can do it in different colors.
We also need team t-shirts.
We do.
And that's got to be on the team t-shirt.
Before we had our fifth person, there was talk of having a guy join the team, and I was like, that's fine, we can do that, but just so you know, the team uniform is camel toe. So you're going to have to work that out somehow.
Are you serious? No. I've totally got that down. I can buy two small yoga pants. That's cool.
I can do camel toe all day long. Camel toe for days. Oh, my. Yeah, so that's all I've got. Just have babies constantly.
No period.
That's a fallacy.
That is
a fallacy. You can still have your period while you're pregnant,
and it's a terrible idea to have babies constantly.
Yeah.
Also, yes. Like, there's so many things wrong with that idea.
Like, they're not clown cars, guys. We promise.
I mean, some people choose to do that with their life, but
they're crazy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Like our donut shop.
Like, I'm not judging, but they're crazy.
It's not my. I don't want to do that.
No.
Don't want it. Plus, if Brian found out you were even suggesting that to me, like, he's probably at home right now, like, dying, because just the thought of one baby makes him like have a heart attack. So, having babies constantly, he would not.
He thinks it's giving him a heart attack? Are you serious?
That's a fair, yeah. Neither, it would give both of us a heart attack.
Okay.
So, especially if they turn out like the one I already have. Like, to imagine a flock of Nadines makes my brain. That's not a thing.
But then if you ever want to do an armed takeover in Oregon, you'd be set if you had to constantly.
Valid point.
Oh dear.
That's terrible.
Who said that?
No.
Episode 162, Puppy Mills.
Mm-mm.
No, that's a sad topic.
I don't
We're not
talk
going
about
there.
It.
No.
Let's change the subject.
So, do we want to talk about one of the very earliest things that came up after the last time is we got some feedback about the last episode?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Which kind of goes along with our gender
yes. base. Yeah.
I don't remember the details, and we're certainly not going to name any names, but we had somebody that sent us an email that said that they were a transgendered person, and they really appreciated that we were bringing some of the gender related issues to light. So we're glad that you appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's huge. And to this particular person said they were out in most other aspects of their life, but continued to live in the incorrect sex for the purpose of their gaming life, mm-hmm. because they weren't sure how the guys in their meta would handle that. Mm-hmm. So and they said maybe they were going to try to do things a little differently after that. That was like a giant good feeling, like fluttery butterflies.
Absolutely.
For me, absolutely, mm-hmm. to know that we sat here and just shot the shit for a little while and it made somebody feel better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's just really strange to me that they'd be okay with being out like in the regular life but not in the gaming community. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, that's sort of understand.
I can, but you know, it's just seems kind of telling to me.
We're only allowed to be nerds, though. Nothing else.
Nothing else, just nerds.
So that's how a lot of people see it, I think.
Yeah.
Like, even one guy at Baraboo was just kind of like, nerds, and he still plays the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I call people nerds though. Yeah. Like in a not so friendly way sometimes. Yeah. But I think it's more, I think that like that's an entirely different topic than like the gender,
right.
Like mm-hmm. gender side of things. You really like nerd is derogatory in some senses. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can be a nerd female and you can be a nerd male or anyone on any sort of spectrum. But I think there's definitely difference in the gender roles between mm-hmm. what is nerdy and female and what is nerdy and male. And I think that's kind of, I think what we're getting at.
Yeah. Well, you know, cause we, and the trans issue I think is new coming to light specifically inside of gaming. Cause we talk about the fact that it's predominantly men in gaming and the sexism that exists. And we talk about the fact that it's primarily white folk in gaming and the issues of color that exist. And this is sort of a new thing that we haven't talked about a lot mm-hmm. before is being trans inside of the gaming community and what that might mean. And I can totally understand. I mean, even in what I consider to be a significantly progressive meta that we exist in, I can totally see mm-hmm. someone not knowing how some of the guys would react to that
mm-hmm.
and how they would handle it. So,
and I guess I'm trying to think. I can't think of a single trans game character from video games, tabletop games. I can't
Sailor
think
Moon.
Of any- oh, Sailor Moon. Okay, there's I'll give one. You that.
Sailor Uranus. Everyone knows.
Oh, she's not. She's not trans. She's just a lesbian. Come on.
No, Sailor Moon is totally bi, but Sailor Uranus is definitely trans. Oh, yeah,
half
trans.
Of them are totally bi.
That's good to know. I didn't know
that. Yeah. In the, like, totally off track, in the original cartoon, she's totally a lesbian. Mm. But it's based off of the manga where she is trans. And in the new cartoon. Oh,
I didn't know she was in the manga. I never caught on to that.
Mm-hmm. In the new cartoon, they've actually rewritten it for her to be.
Well, I guess she does cross-dress, like, most of the time, come to think of it.
More like sometimes male, sometimes female.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's actually really cool. I think it's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, to have visibility of someone like you when you're growing up and mm-hmm. you're not sure what's going on and you feel a little different, that visibility is really important. Mm-hmm. And you know, with the gaming community, like the whole point of this thing that we do is to have a place where we can all come together and share in an activity that we all enjoy. And unfortunately, I think what has happened is that because the majority of people who happen to partake in that particular game are cisgender, heterosexual, white dudes, it has become a space where they feel like it's theirs mm-hmm. and other people aren't welcome inside of it now. And those are the walls that are breaking down. So it was cool to have specifically a trans person reach out to us after the last time, because that's something that hasn't been addressed before. So that was cool to hear from someone about that.
Agreed.
Also, to that person, if you're listening, if you're anywhere in the Midwest and you want someone to go with you to your store, the first time that you decide to out yourself that way, I will drive to you. I will happily go with you. I will be there for you if you need support, because that's a big step and I'm proud of you for taking it, whoever you are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about lady dates.
Yep. Let's do it. Road trip.
Never finished near. Someone commented Nier had one underrated game, part of the Drakengard series, which is like one of my favorite things ever, but I never finished Nier because it wasn't that great.
Oh,
wah, wah. Judging.
It's okay. I have no clue what it is anyway.
Nier.
I'm just going to start reading this.
Yeah.
Jim, as a cis male, I don't care about the gender of who I play against, just that they are a decent person.
Right.
Yeah.
If we could start excluding douchebags.
Oh, I'd be totally on board with that.
If we're going to exclude a particular group, let's choose douchebags.
Yeah.
Just as a rule.
And oh, on the subject of excluding douchebags, so Overwatch recently came out. Blizzard has been swinging the ban hammer like nobody's business, and it makes me so happy.
Have they really?
They have. Anybody that's been caught cheating or using mods, stuff like that.
Wow.
You know, permaband.
Permaband.
And hardware banned at that. So if they get a new copy and even if they create another account, they still can't play unless they get an entirely new machine.
That's crazy.
Go, Blizzard, that's go. Awesome. Kick those douchebags out.
Maybe not modding cheating so much. It's a really great story. Mm-hmm. I have to tell this. I play on PS4. I have a group of friends that play. I had gone to the bathroom, got kicked from the game, so I was spectating, and someone left the other team, and I got added to the other team. I was just fucking around as May, ice swalling everything. Sorry, you want to go that way? Guess what? You can. I'm keeping you safe with this ice wall, friend. Obviously, people were getting pissed off because my friend's team, the opposing team, had turrets set up. I would set up the ice wall to main doorway. So there were other doors you could get through. The main one, there would always be an ice wall. And in setting it up, I would get damaged. So I'd have to run back, do my little, put myself in the icicle. And this Hanzo just kept coming over and shooting at me because he was so pissed off, just righteously angry at me, which is fair.
No friendly fire, asshole.
But then he just got to the point where he was done. So he went and stood in this corner and just sat there. And so I popped my ice wall up just once.
Did you block him in?
I did, in the corner. So he's this is the corner here. He's standing right here, and I'm just ice wall right there.
Nice.
Twice, by the way. Felt really good. End of the game, I get this message from him, and he is just pissed off. He calls me a fucking bitch. Team lost. Super, basically edgy language. He should have been playing Reaper and not Hanzo. So I just respond with, sorry, first time playing as May, smiley face. And I get the, oh, no problem, my bad.
Wow.
So that's my great Overwatch experience.
I love it. I haven't played. Everybody's talking about it.
I haven't either.
I'm not, literally, I don't exist inside of the gaming world except for War Machine Hordes because of Brian getting me into it.
Same here.
Maybe I'll try it.
I just haven't had the time to try, personally.
Yeah. I mean, I barely have enough time to get ready for Mark III and WITC and all of that stuff. Did anybody... So, I made a promise that I wasn't going to consume any of the leaked material that didn't come directly from Privateer Press as, a act of solidarity, moral ground thing.
You're a much bigger person than I am.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. I also happen to have a fiancé who has no ethical guidelines.
And just keeps talking about it. I know how that is.
First of all, on Brian's... That's totally an exaggeration. Brian's a great guy. But he doesn't care. You know, it's for him, it's well, it's out there. Everybody's, using it. They know, there's no harm in doing it. So he kept, I was sitting there the other night. I'm sitting there, and he was like, are you sure you don't want to know? And he has, Morvana's card. Are you sure you don't want to know? So finally, and I kept really, fucker? I told you that I didn't want to do this. And he kept, I would turn and look, and there was Cro-Mac on the screen or something.
Oh, yeah, this is late. Announcement, WITC is July 15th through 17th.
Oh, yeah.
You might want to take Monday off instead of Friday.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped about
it. Oh, it's the Monday too?
No, I have the 15th, 17th, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay,
but I think
everything
is happening on Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
So we're just going to be more tired on Monday.
Right. Okay, and good, because I totally did not take
with the
Monday
amount,
off.
There are 10 teams registered, so there's a chance that it could
There's
only
11
go,
teams.
Oh, is there 11?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A new team got in before
Aaron's
the deadline.
Aaron's team, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know whether that changes, because I don't math well. But I don't know whether that changes. I know they were talking about the potential of it only going 3 rounds and then Sunday could be devoted potentially to some other activity or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether an 11th team changes that or not. But either way, it's going to be super fun, and I'm really pumped about it, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a great time. So, and now I don't remember. Oh, so Brian was convinced me, finally, to look at the cards. So then I looked at the cards, and I was like, well, now my soul is dead, so I might as well just make some lists. So then I sat down and started trying to decide, you know, who I was going to play and what my... Sorry, I'm not supposed to touch the table. So I've been working on my list. Anybody else?
No,
looking
no
at
I refuse.
Absolutely. My problem with this is that I've seen Scorn people get so pissed off about stuff.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
so pissed that your defense 10 on the elephants now. It's like, they were going to get hit. Yeah. They got hit before. I always figured, yeah, I'm going to get hit.
Brian defense 10 dropped now? The faction yeah. because I'm, he was seriously? Because he's so upset.
But I don't feel like 10 and 11 fit. Is really that big a jump. I 10 mean, and 12. Most stuff, but still, most stuff's right. going to hit you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just, you know, with them leaking all this shit, we don't know what the bigger picture is.
No, yeah. we don't. It's hard. And that's what they keep saying. Like, you're gauging all of these rules through the Mark II, or all these cards through the Mark II lens. Like, right. we don't know for sure
and what these are spoilers. Might change.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, they also might not be valid. Like, I'm 99% confident that everything we've seen leaked is probably what they're printing, because mm-hmm. it was probably mm-hmm. someone who was printing them or translating them that leaked them.
Yep.
But there's still that chance that maybe that's not exactly what we're getting. Maybe yeah, someone put out some false different. Cards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
there is always the possibility of day one errata.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Especially with some of the issues like they brought out with Kara Sloane and some of the other pieces that, I
yeah.
mean,
yeah.
top, well, of, top already, of one assassination,
they,
not
and
so
they've
fun.
Already done that, because they announced with Circle specifically, because for those who don't know, I played Bradagus almost exclusively for the last like 15 months, and Bradagus is now easily the worst caster in Circle, maybe the game, arguably. And they thank
not
you,
Aurora.
Brian.
Look, he's not Connie B either.
He's reminding me what I'm about to say. He's listening and reminding me what I'm saying. Thanks, Brian. I love you. So they had come out with all these rule changes for the normal models in the Bradagus list, the theme tier, and one of them was that the Wold Guardian was given sturdy so that he couldn't be pushed as part of Bradagus's feat. Mm-hmm. And that was one of my giant assassinations, was, you know, teleport him up, oh. go with Bradagus, feed him, push mm-hmm. him 5 inches more forward, and now he's sitting base to base with a caster, and he's, you know, with synergy, you know, it's like dice plus 8 or whatever, you know. And so they sturdy was one of the things that they did to the Bradagus list, of like 35 things that they did to nerf the Bradagus list that was bad. And then they've already come out and said, oh, by the way, we're getting rid of sturdy on the Guardian. So they're already making changes mm-hmm. to some of the things, you know, that they. And in our in Waukesha, we were talking the other day at the store about, like, if you take all of the combined playtest hours of all of the guys who did all of the playtesting, and you think about how many cumulative hours they spent playtesting, and then you look at how long do you think it will take the larger War Machine Hordes community as a whole to equal that amount of hours playing the game.
Oh,
once
we get
no
time whatsoever.
No time at all. So there are going to be changes
yeah.
that are coming pretty quickly, because there's just no way for, you know, a handful of dudes to accurately.
Well, and that's true of any beta, really.
Yeah. I mean, that's just sort of the way that it is. That a true thing?
I actually, the only card I looked at was Aurora's.
Oh, okay.
I was at work the day that they dropped. I pulled it up, looked, or I might have actually looked at it that morning, and that was it. And I was like,
me sad.
She's slightly better,
not better enough though.
Yes, yeah. So she's still pretty crummy, but
a little bit better,
yeah, enough so that I don't feel like I will never play with her.
Okay.
I probably won't play with her. But
it went from never to probably never.
Yeah. I mean, it, but that was it. And then I was just like, I am super checked out right now. I'm just like, when I get new rules and my new cards in front of me, I'll be more interested. But right now, everything that's coming at me is, I'm really excited because of this thing that might not be true. I'm really upset because of this thing that might not be true.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, the Circle Forum, when they, with the, they just did, oh my God, you guys.
Oh, their tears were delicious.
Oh my God.
Them and Crix's tears were delicious too. I even collected a few
all
of Keith's.
Of them.
It was
like,
great.
When the Legion Insider dropped, like, Brian's dad was really, like, people were really,
it was sad.
Really, really upset.
Yeah.
And the circle, so this was the bane of my existence with the circle form. We're towards the end, right? So, like, go back in time 3 weeks, and they were like, everybody's been spoiled and we haven't yet. This was before the spoil. Oh, right. Every single faction has an insider and we don't. And it's like, no, like half of them do. Chill your shit.
Yeah.
And you know, so they were complaining about not having the bad information. Mm-hmm. And those same motherfuckers are the ones on there now who are complaining about the information that we got. Like, seriously, you just get joy from being unhappy. So you looked at lists?
I did. I'm gonna be a Nemo 3 Siege person this time around, I think. Especially just with the change to the focus rule where everybody gets a focus if they're within the area. That helps Nemo 3 so much because he was kind of efficient with focus, where whoever's not familiar with Nemo 3, you would get, if you gave out a focus, Finch would give them an extra focus as well. That was part of why he was good. Obviously, if you can only load up with 3 focus, though, you have to give out 2 focus to get 3 instead of 2 focus to get 4, say. So his rule was it wasn't quite wasted, but it just felt really inefficient. And now that he gets a free focus, and then you can load everybody up with just spending 1. So that's really, really good for him.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of wanted to touch on the morality of looking at spoilers. So I kind of feel like Privateer kind of has it coming at this point. Everything that they have had that comes out has been spoiled. It's been the the packets for I'm on like no sleep, guys, so I am forgetting words. Steamroller packets, there we go. Every single year steamroller packets get spoiled. Anytime they come out with anything new, it gets spoiled early. I kind of feel like if they really wanted to keep it strictly confidential, make it a password locked PDF and have the person's social security number as their password.
Mm-mm.
You know, do something like that, or have a watermark that's individualized to each different person,
and
that is really easy to track down whose it is. I mean, there are so many really easy things they could do to fix that.
It also Brian mentioned, and I don't follow, Brian would have to, he'll probably tell me, somebody tweeted something or Facebooked something who's high up in Privateer Press and said, like, something to the effect of, if you're gonna, people aren't very good at covering their tracks.
No.
Something to the effect, which made me think that they've identified the source at this point, but you're right. Like, there are probably things they could be doing.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff they could do to keep it confidential if they really wanted to. I kind of almost wonder if it's not part of their marketing idea where it's helping build, you know, it's helping build excitement about it, and it totally does.
Well, at the same time, a lot of people are noticing, you know, how some people are broken, like, crazy, and it's like, well, maybe they can actually get that changed before they print the freaking card.
I personally don't like I'm purposefully trying really hard to not be butthurt and understand that people would be bitching no matter what, because that's the way people live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily like the whole thing where they announce it and then they give little of information
here
and there. You know, like, it creates, I mean, it just festers an environment for this type of stuff.
And it's not healthy either, because you have so many people getting pissed off at each other about this.
It's money making from their perspective. People are paying attention. Mm-hmm. People are regularly checking the forums. People are active. People are engaged. From a money making perspective, it's a great business decision.
Mm-hmm.
Leak the information slowly, keep everybody paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it makes total sense. Also, the game is so complex that I think dropping it all at once and being like, here you go, bitches, would be very overwhelming for everybody. So I don't necessarily have an alternate plan of what I think they should have done.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the here's a tiny thing and now go wildly speculate about what that means. Yeah, like, it's
To be fair, it's a lot better than, like, complete silence.
True.
We went 3 months with nothing other than you're getting a new edition, everything's new, everyone is just like, what?
What's happening? They're playing it smart in that regards. They're making good business decisions as far as that goes. So.
And I think the thing that maybe they could have done differently, because they're leaking some things, they're like, oh, this is so broken. And then for other factions, it's like, oh, this really sucks. So maybe if they made it a little more even across the board.
That's,
like,
what they were supposed to do.
Yeah, but
I think that's a matter, and this is really, like, judgmental of me right now. And just pretend that I'm not the one saying it. When you know your stuff really well, you should be able to know what to give your consumers to get them excited.
Yes.
And I think that that's what happened, is there were things that were hey, this should get you excited. And everyone was like, this is not exciting.
Yeah, no. Like, Legion with, what's the guy's name? The beast.
Ravagor?
No.
Typhon?
The Shredder?
No, it's a... nobody ever ran it before.
Proteus.
Yeah. And like, some people were like, yeah, Proteus. And everybody else was like, but I don't care about Proteus. You know, I want to know
I care about my units that they were supposed to make good, but aren't really good anymore.
Right, exactly.
Oh, the Legionnaire change made me sad.
Yeah. It's tough, and that's why I'm not... As much as I can sit here and say, like, I don't like the way they did this, I also am not them, and I don't know the information, and I don't have a solution for how they should have done it that wouldn't have had its own set of, like, you know, bullshit negative stuff. So I'm just going to sit here and say, if you don't want leaks, protect your shit better, and I can't wait for it to be done so that I know and can start my lists and get ready for WITC.
Well, I think a lot of the moping, people would be moping regardless, and it's just change people bad.
Yeah, people mope.
That's really what it is.
But I'm it's funny that the WITC happens to be so quickly after, because those of us who are participating don't have any... There's no time for us to sit and ponder.
Totally, a month. A month is enough time.
Oh, yeah. To get all the models for our lists and paint them and build them and then play test them. You don't own your full faction.
What are you talking about?
100% on paint in 2016. Let's do it, guys.
Oh, my God. I bought an entire faction from Zach from Waukesha, who, when he was getting out of Circle, I bought everything. And then I have this terrible, terrible thing where I don't like painting over models, and I don't like playing with models that I don't feel like are painted well enough, like to the point where it makes the game not fun for me. So I tried to strip them, didn't work. So then I sold, like, to Aaron and to a bunch of other people. I sold, like, I kept my Morvana 1 list and my Bradagast here and, like, a few handful of other models.
Oh,
and
so got you're rid screwed.
Of everything else. So I'm literally like, okay, what list can I create that won't totally suck but also doesn't require me to buy every single model?
Did you at least sell the druids?
Don't talk to me about it. I kept the skinwalkers because they were painted really well.
Sure.
And they actually are going to be kind of baller. Mm. So that worked pretty well for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, hope, you know, assuming that everything that's been leaked is accurate information. So, we'll see. They might not be baller.
I kind of feel bad, because before Mark III was leaked, I'm like, okay, I'm going to have Max paint my Xerxes. Professor X. I call him Professor X, because I'm going to have the rhino painted gold, and I'm going to pretend like he's Professor X from X-Men. I'm a nerd, okay. But anyway, and then... It came out, and it's like, oh, shit. Guess I'm playing him for sure, because I wanted him painted really nice. And, so I'm going to be stuck with two people that I have been playing for a while anyway.
Luckily,
so.
Morvana 1 got better, and the list, I can keep a very similar list, assuming that the rule changes don't totally toss everything up in the air. Mm-hmm. I'm not totally screwed.
I think I'm that person. I've never had any qualms about unpainted models on the table.
Really?
It's never bothered me, and
I don't care when it's the other person. Like, my opponent can have, I mean, if it's all metal, I'm a little bit pissed off, but, you know, like, I don't care.
Well.
But when it's mine,
I don't think we're ever going to play against each other ever. it's really interesting, because Brian, on the other hand, prefers to have his models painted, and both of us are he obviously the better painter. Both of us are fairly good painters. I just have no patience for it, and I'm more interested in playing than I am in, like, building the scenario in my head of, like, what is happening on the war table in front of me. So it's really interesting. But I think both of us came from a 40K background where that was such an important thing for people. Like, you have to have at least three colors on your model or they won't touch the table.
Yeah.
So.
Also, whoever said Kador changes are great, I hate you, because I just went against, who the hell, Butcher 3 yesterday?
Brian?
Yeah. And fun fact, Butcher 3 only got better in Mark 3.
Yeah, make him better.
Go away. That makes sense. Just go away.
Not being able to charge your own models anymore was a bit of a hit for him, though. Not enough of a hit, but, you know,
not
something
much of a hit. That's not enough.
Oh, now you either have to take War Dog or you can take Madeline Corbeau. That's another, like, minor nerf. They did some stuff to kind of tone him down a little bit.
He was all right to begin with, though. Like, like, I don't feel like they changed him enough to make him...
No, they probably didn't.
Yeah, he's still going to be broken and played, yep. I feel like.
Yep.
Because everyone's like, ooh, gonna go to Kador now.
Maybe yeah. I'm just sitting in this world of I've played enough Overwatch that everything about everything is like rose-colored glasses. But I'm just like in this world where everyone's like, oh, this character's OP or this character's broken. And I'm like, there's literally no broken character in Overwatch. And now I'm just applying that to everything in life. It's just crazy. There's nothing broken about this. There's a way to counter it. No problem.
I am kind of looking forward to running Siege into Butcher 2, though. That's going to be fun.
A lot of the really good lists that are popular now in Mark II were not lists that, like, you know, Privateer Press came out and said, like, this is going to be awesome. It was awesome because some person put it together, played it on the table, and it kicked ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then everybody started doing it. So I'm sure we're going to get a lot of that, too. Like, stuff we think's broken now.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to create a really baller list and put it on the table. And then
we also still don't know core rules.
Core rules. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of the most important thing.
Yeah. Sure, we can take an educated guess at parts of it, at least. Yeah. It's probably not going to be a radical change. But
it's totally switching over to D10. Like, major rule change.
Go buy
right
new
there.
Dice, guys. You heard it here first.
We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, earlier, like way up here in the monitor now, was a comment about Hungerford.
Oh yeah,
oh, the penis.
It is fabulous. Giant raging purple heart on. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
how he feels about Mark III. that's how he feels. No, I brought it, and I know Nadine is watching this, but Nadine is very familiar. Like, I try to keep that one hidden from her so that she doesn't ask, like, too many questions.
Or suction cup it in the bathroom.
Yeah,
the tub.
I don't. But she sees a lot of the things mm-hmm. that are not so, like, you know.
Your daughter might have unrealistic expectations. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Right before I left to come here, Brian and I had a very intense conversation about how that compares to his actual
oh, dear.
Because it, I don't even know how it came up. I was literally about to walk out the door with it, and he was like, And then we were like measuring
big,
with our hands, and like, it was I won't tell you how that ended because I don't think he'd like you all to know that. So yeah,
being married to a War Machine player, he has only eyeballed his length. He has not actually measured, and I trust his eyeball measurement.
Brian literally was like, "If I go from here to here on my hand, that's how long it is." Like, okay,
if he's really
Brian.
That sensitive, you could get him a clone of Willie's.
Now I know how it came up because I said that I was going to tell all of you that was just a mold of Brian's.
Oh, I did not need to think about that.
A mold made for when he's not around.
I love you, Brian, but I don't need to see a mold of your dick.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Measuring ruins the marriage. That's so true. So I'll tell you this really funny story really quickly. Nadine, did I tell this last time about Kegel balls?
Yes, you did.
It
was glorious.
Story
or was it on here? Or was it like after?
Was it?
Oh, I don't remember.
Was it before?
We can just ask. Did you guys hear the story about what?
It was here.
But was it before the recording started, or was it?
Okay. Andy says he was here.
We can just if they
it was
they
after because
with.
You showed us a video of it.
Oh, it was after. That's right. It was.
Yes.
So I'll tell the listeners. So my daughter found Kegel balls, which if you don't know what they are, they're exercise balls that go inside of your vagina and you hold them in to tighten up your vaginal wall. They're really great for women after they've had babies and things like that.
I have. So I'm in nurse practitioner school right now, working in clinicals. I have suggested those to so many people.
Yeah, they're
amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
They're incredible the way that, and even if you aren't someone who's had a baby, that the things that you can, just like any other muscle in your body, you can learn to do things with your vagina that
keep going
are worth, worth learning. I mean, I'm just going to toss it out there.
They're not worth... peeing yourself is a good thing. That's why I recommend them to people. Because, because lots of women pee themselves, and that's a thing.
You know, sneeze, pee.
Laugh, pee. Not a fun thing.
It's just a thing that happens, especially after you have babies.
We are all going to go change our pads with all the laughing we've been doing, for the record.
If I'm going to be anywhere around funny people, I just wear a pad. Just as a preventative. I know it's going to happen. It's just the thing that happens. So Nadine was in my office and she saw them and she was really interested in them. So she had them in her hand and she asked me what they were for. And I'm a pretty open parent. Like, I use all correct terminology. I want her to feel comfortable. So I was like, okay, how do I put this in a way that an almost 5-year-old can understand? So I kind of told her, like, you know, you put them inside of your vagina and they make your vagina stronger. And she totally missed it, didn't get it, missed the point completely. So I asked her to, like, tell the story back to me to make sure that she was understanding. And the way that, if you ask Nadine, the way that she understands it is that you put them inside of your vagina when you're having a baby, and they'll roll out to show the baby where to go, like, because it would get lost otherwise. Without the Kegel balls there to roll out, it would be like, which way do I go?
I mean, it's not a terrible theory.
In her brain, that makes total sense. Like, total sense.
How else is it supposed to know? It's a baby.
Yeah. Exactly. It doesn't know anything. It's a baby. Yeah, because, well, you know, and there's like 7 different directions it can go. We all know. Right? Yeah. There's multiple pathways.
You don't want a baby in your fallopian tube. I'm just throwing that out there.
Like, I'm going to go this way. So that's Nadine's understanding of Kegel balls. But I try to keep she probably, I'm going to guess if you ask Brian, she would say, hey, what's mommy's toy doing on the table? Because she probably did recognize it and put it out to him. Yeah, that's a... Nobody report me to CPS. Oh, my. I feel like we had other things on our, like, rant that we had randomly talking about.
But. We were, I was actually jotting these down and I just didn't bring my notebook. We had talked about the, like, which casters would you sleep with?
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
And I totally forgot to make that list.
Axis.
Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. And those hammers.
Babies first choose your own adventure. Which way to go? This way looks dark and ominous. Towards the light, baby. Go towards the light.
Oh, man.
Okay, but yeah, the would you rather came up after Friday gaming. Yeah. And we were talking about
Friday gaming.
It was Channing Tatum
as
and
Gambit. No, wait, no. It was Channing. Well, who
was Channing and Carl Urban?
Celebrities to the cast.
It started with celebrities.
What happened was we were talking about X-Men and we were talking about Gambit. And Gambit, I hold really dear to my heart. And once we, so when Channing came to him, I'm like, no. He is horrible. I do not. I think he's ugly.
Not my Gambit.
Yes. So then. I don't know how Carl Urban came up, but I really like Carl Urban. So then we kind of went into a debate of
who would you rather,
Tatum or Carl Urban?
And then the waitress eventually came along and she said, "Well, I do both."
let's be honest. Why choose one? I think I think everyone at the table, especially the males, were like, "I would tag team them or let them tag team me."
Yeah,
like that was the general consensus.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes.
So would you rather? That was how it started. We had, like, the girls thing, like, the week before. It's like, well, we should do that, but with casters. That was my crazy idea, and apparently we're going with it.
What's the name of the caster that sits and he's big and fat?
Rochef.
That's my guy. Right. I would jump right up on there. I'm just making that up.
I don't know enough of the casters.
We can save it. If people who are watching right now, which is, I think, like, 5 people.
Yeah.
If you can't tell the number.
Make up names of would you rather.
Shoot them out and we'll answer them as we go along.
Yeah. It does not have to be just the male casters because that really limits the
selection.
Give me
some ladies.
Yeah. Give us some ladies.
I'd hit Zirkova. No question.
Any of the Haleys? Haley 3, because then you get Haley 3.
Oh, yeah. Goat Vanna, if you're kinky.
Goat and more Vanna.
Yeah. Now, is it a male or is it a female goat? That makes a difference.
Bring the goat. I don't know, but okay. That's what.
Abby, yeah. Too, if you like some scratching.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. More Vanna or Makeda.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm not a BDSM person, so I think I'd have to go more Vanna.
I would say anybody in Scorn, though, their face is just...
You don't have to kiss them. It's okay.
Yeah.
Morvana is solidly middle-aged. Like, in the way that...
What does age have anything to do with it? It doesn't have anything to do with it.
That's experience is what that is. Age is valuable.
Hashtag, what could possibly go wrong? Yeah, I would choose Morvana in that pair.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm always like a why not both person.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting here like... clearly Siege. I would say probably Morvana as well.
Sorry, Makeda.
Yeah. I don't know. The way that I paint my Scorn is I give them Egyptian. I have Egyptian themes. So, like, the way that I paint their skin looks really cool. So, it's like, maybe if she looked like that, maybe.
Get a paper bag.
Ooh, the way my skin
looks. That's over your head.
Yeah. Right? It's fine. The way my blood weavers look. I would do some blood weavers. Like, absolutely. They're good-looking ladies. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, good. Oh gosh. This is for next time, guys.
Darius or Karchev?
Well, it depends on if Darius is actually in a toilet or if it just looks like a toilet. Because if he's actually in a toilet, I guess I'd have to go Karchev. But
no toilet sex for you?
No, not into that. It's...
Wow, people are really into this.
Oh, Stryker or Kane? Stryker, no question.
Stryker,
yeah. Not Kane.
I don't know the other two.
Wormwood is a tree.
That's what I mean. The Egregore is with the Witch Coven and Crix, the ball.
Oh,
man. It's got this spiky ball. So, I mean, it's like that. Just
spiky pointy. Ball or tree. spiky ball or tree. Well... Let me break this one down.
The wormwood is the one with, like, the skeletons hanging off of
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
does he have movement in all of his branches? Can he be, like...
Everywhere?
There's a skeleton hanging off of it.
I think he'd be really...
I'm pretty sure.
Do the reach around, you know? the reach around.
Do a little spanking here and there with another branch.
Yeah, I feel like wormwood has more to offer.
Yeah.
And also spiky...
Yeah. But what about splinters?
Ooh, valid thorn.
You can wrap it.
Yeah, just wrap it.
You know?
Yes,
you
protection.
Because
yeah.
A condom wouldn't rip against the leather.
Trojan tree.
yeah, no.
All right. Grail or Gareth?
Henty? Is that hentai?
I think it's hentai.
I'm assuming they mean hentai.
What is a hentai?
Oh dear!
Oh dear!
You sweet summer child.
Google it.
Right. I'll Google that.
Safe search off. Google it.
If you guys Google the Abraham Lincoln, you Google that, and I'll Google that.
The Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, it's a sexual thing.
Am I gonna find it on? Urban
oh
Dictionary?
God!
Probably.
Don't Google it, guys. Don't do it.
Probably already done it. I mean,
too much time on the internet.
Okay, Grail or Gareth? I'm not familiar with Gareth.
Well, I'm not familiar with Grail.
I don't know either of
you. Got
these.
This solved. Do you have War Room?
How do I open the internet here?
How do I use the interweb?
The other day, I had to show John how to use his phone. That was precious. John Acker. I had to show John Acker, a computer programmer, how to use his phone.
What did he not get?
Gareth, right?
Yes, this is Gareth.
Oh, he's elderly. I like white-haired fellows.
Yeah. He's like grandpa chic, right?
Grail is not attractive.
I don't think so either. That's right, Grayle.
Yes.
Yeah, totally going for grandpa chic.
You know, it's too hard to. It's, yeah. They're so covered in armor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he also, from the picture, wait, no, that's not an eye patch. That is just more trim on his cloak.
Oh, if it were an eye patch, that totally changes everything. If it were an eye patch, that would change.
Butcher or Nemo?
I mean, Butcher's kind of psychotic, but Nemo's not much better.
I mean, is personality something you factor into your sexual experience?
Yeah, are we just banging them, or are we like, have to have dinner with them
right,
first?
Yes. Yeah. Are they taking us out? Personality plays a factor in sex. I'm pretty sure, like, Butcher does everything for the motherland. Done.
I just want to toss out that if you really want something that you know is going to last, you should choose Bradagus, because he's never going to get flaccid, right?
That's true. That's true.
Rock hard all the
time. Why do you think Megalith? Play Cyrus?
Megalith for the win.
Yeah, right? I don't know. Butcher's kind of ugly.
Yeah. You might end up in several pieces in a garbage bag.
That too.
Yeah, Butcher seems like the kind of guy who might have,
right?
Yeah.
Like, that is on the fluff somewhere.
If I recall, something like that. Yeah,
you're going to go home with him, and then that's it. That's all you're ever going to do.
Yeah, you'll be in the freezer, and then it'll be done.
Is it PFAGs or EFAGs? Because that changes.
That does change
things. Beast mode Cro-Mac.
I would say Cro-Mac.
Okay, so Thags, we're asking for clarification on which version of Thags, or Beast Mode Cro-Mac.
I'm just going to say Cro-Mac. Thags is a dragon, though, and Dragon Dick seems like a thing.
Dragon Dick is a thing.
I mean, if you ever doubt if Dragon Dick is a thing, go to Reddit Dragons Fucking Cars.
Oh, dear God.
I might be on board with the Thags.
I would, just being a Legion player, I'd have to go with Thags anyway.
Can you get both? Like, I mean, the answer was both. So is it both PFAGs, EFAGs?
Yeah. Oh, at the same time?
Why not?
I'm in. There you go. I'm in. Done.
Well, then you can technically do Cro-Mac 1 and Cro-Mac 2.
There you go. Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next one is Bradagus or Zol 2, and I guess that does actually clarify my previous point that if you want someone who's going to be rock hard all the time, it's Zol 2. Bradagus is a human, so he may have erectile dysfunction. We don't know.
Zol looks cool, though. Like, he's kind of spiffy.
The idea of a totally stoned man just makes me think, like, Twilight fan fiction, and then it makes it not okay anymore.
Yeah, you got me there.
Zol 2. Is actually a vampire. I would still go Bradagus, but that's probably circle related loyalty.
I'm sorry. Also, I am a terrible War Machine player because I also have no freaking clue how many of these, like, which either one look like.
Well, you
like.
Focus on Legion pretty hardcore.
I do. Yeah, like, I do. And I still can't play for shit.
Rude.
Oh, Denny and Haley versus Saren and Ryas.
Oh. Saren and Ryas. Denny is kind of creepy.
Yeah, Denny and Haley are so OP together in a two-cast pairing, though. Yeah. I kind of have to go with them, to be honest.
Yeah, but then that's two different factions, whereas mine only has the one. That's not
fair. They're competing to please you,
though. Well, no, it's a sister versus sister.
Yeah. Like,
that's a horrible... I mean, I would be Denny Haley, like, hands down, but, I mean, that's a tough choice.
Mm-hmm. Every version of Haley is...
I mean, everybody's wanted to bang twins, right? I mean, is it Haley 3 that comes with 3? Because then you've got 4 versus 2, and that's kind of not fair.
Yeah, that makes a big difference.
Oh, dear.
And, like, ghost sex, so... Or spirit.
Would that be good, or would that just be weird?
The internet says good.
Okay.
Really?
Apparently, this is a thing that people actually.
I will take the internet's word for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I trust you, internet.
Yes. You just kind of flip through your Tumblr page, and you're like, "Well, that's something I learned today."
I mean, the internet says nailing Palin would be good too. So I mean, maybe they're right.
I think I'll trust you, internet, should be my life's motto from that.
You can always Google the answer. How are we on time?
Oh, yeah.
It is 4:15.
Okay.
So we're okay.
We're okay. We've been told to not talk more
for
than,
2 hours. For more than 2 hours. It needs to be less than that, yeah.
Andy knows me well to make that clarification up front. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely achieved one of the biggest complaints I heard from last time is that we didn't talk enough War Machine.
Oh, this is
well, so they are listening to the wrong podcast if they want War Machine talk.
I would say we definitely saw that complaint and addressed it in this second lady cast.
Yes. Eventually, we'll have a six lady cast.
Yes, Megan.
Yeah,
Megan from La Crosse.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys, I don't know if watchers are familiar with her, but she's their new PG, and she will be joining us not only here but also on our team because Casey's a jerk.
Nah.
Get over it.
Next year,
hello, if you'll allow me, Pip here.
How's the podcast Pip. Going? Hello.
Hi, Pip.
Going good. It's going well.
Podcast is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You missed out on the Who Would You Rather Bang, though, so that's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. You have to listen to the recording.
Yeah. And then come up with more pairings for next time.
Yeah.
I think one of the other things, and I'm actually probably sitting super far away from my mic now, if I remember correctly, we had addressed the letter from the female, God damn it.
The transgender
not person, that one there was another one. Letter the letter you shared with us, it was a Tumblr post. It wasn't originally a Tumblr post, but it was the experiences she's had as a gamer, like,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember reading that at all.
It was an article that she had written on I believe a blog,
mm-hmm.
talking about her experiences and the frequency with which they are disregarded by other people. I don't remember the details of it now, and I should have probably reread it and refreshed it. Brian actually is the one who read it and shared it with me. But it was just
generally about being harassed at actual conventions and while playing in actual tournaments and things like that. And she actually specifically referenced Privateer Press and said it would be a cold day in hell before she bought anything from Privateer Press again. She had a poor experience with a Privateer event, I guess.
With a PG. So not just,
was it a PG,
like,
or was it a Privateer employee? I don't remember.
I think she said PG. Maybe it was a PG. Wrong.
Was it Privateer Press or was it Weird?
It was Privateer Press.
Okay. Yeah. I remember reading something about Weird as well and it being a very, like, non-good experience, and like, we all have things to say about Weird, but that's neither here nor there.
She had a lot, and she called out very specifically several different companies for specific experiences that she had had, and my brain was caught when I saw Privateer Press, because like I said, I'm not involved in any of their gaming.
I guess I'd be curious to know if there's still a PG, because I've never had any poor experiences with any of the PGs that I can recall, at least. But.
Yeah. And it was, from the way that it sounded, it didn't specify, but it seemed like it was many years ago when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I
feel like our community is great. Like,
I do too.
Yeah.
We're biased with this meta, though. Yeah. Like,
I've played in three different metas. The Twin Cities area was great. The Des Moines area meta was very good. And this one's good, too, so... And I've done a fair amount of traveling, too. I've gone out east to Lock and Load.
I was just going to say if it's the Midwest.
No, I disagree. Because I used to play Magic, and I did not feel the same.
No.
The Magic community is horrendous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure we were at the shop. I don't know if you were there. We were at the shop in Baraboo one night, and I was just had, like, walked past, and the comment wasn't directed at me, it was directed at another female, and I probably would have backhanded the kid if it was directed at me, but he was asking some girl to see her tits, and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? We are in a public location, this girl probably doesn't even know you, and you're just like asking her to see her tits loudly enough so that other people walking by are assuming that it's directed at them. Like I was just flabbergasted.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
And I kind of wonder if the age of the community is not part of it, because the War Machine
this was an adult.
But still, the War Machine community tends to be a little bit older, like 30s, maybe early 40s seems to be kind of the average age of people that play.
Yeah, but they're getting their own kids to play it now, too.
That's
sort of
true,
deal.
I suppose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, it just occurred to me that that I have made a very specific choice about the areas that I play with. So there are two different game stores in the Milwaukee area, and I play at both of those stores. Mm. And I will definitely say that there is a difference in the atmosphere between those two locations. Mm-hmm. One of them, I have never experienced a single negative. And as a person who tends to notice them more, as mm-hmm. a person who's tends to be aware of them more, I've never, at one of those two places, never experienced a single negative thing. And at the other, I frequently side-eye at Brian when we're together about conversations that I'm overhearing from other players, mm-hmm. and have made the decision not to interject myself into those conversations because I know that it would cause, because that they wouldn't be able to handle a conversation in an appropriate manner. So even inside of our, this general area, there's a difference depending on where you are.
Sure, that
you
makes know, sense.
Between, because if somebody at Misty said something, I would probably walk over and be like, hello, my name's Celeste. Let me explain to you why that was bullshit. there at that particular store, it has actually happened multiple times where I've overheard conversations. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, conversations about transgender people. This was before the bathroom bill happened. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the context, and I only overheard part of the conversation, but I also heard recently a conversation about a woman. They were talking about a woman and how, what she was wearing and whether or not she would be able, you know, blamable if something bad happened to her based on what she was wearing.
No, that's a whole other topic.
I don't go there as often. I don't play games against those particular people that I hear having those conversations. But it literally just dawned on me while we're talking that that's existed inside of my gaming experience because I sort of distance myself from it and block it out.
Well, and it's funny that you're saying you're distancing yourself from it because it's actually something that it almost feels like we are just trained to tune it out because it's like this is just that kind of something you expect from those people. And it's something that's okay in that kind of community.
Right.
Also, Jim pointed out it was a 30-ish white dude that was saying it. Like, it's not children. It's adult
people who should know better. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People who should know better. Mm-hmm. And I wonder now, like, you're right. It's just sort of ingrained in me that I walked away from those and didn't speak up in those instances, which is so wildly unlike me. Probably because I felt like the worst of the two scenarios would be to make a scene. Mm-hmm. When in reality, the reality is probably the opposite. Allowing that to continue without interjecting when I hear it is probably the worst of the two. But then knowing the things that might be said to me in return, or, you know, the way that those guys would react. And
Or behind your back, too. I mean, you don't want to develop a bad reputation in your own community by being somebody who does that kind of stuff. Brian, I mean, as much as I hate to say it that way,
true. Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Brian would absolutely have my back, you know, if I were to take a step and say, I'm going to need you to shut your faces.
But to a certain extent, that would affect him, too.
Yeah, I mean, it would affect him.
Especially if it was just the two of you with a group of people making those kinds of comments.
Creating a negative...
Yeah, but... And that's...
creating a negative game experience, whereas not like I haven't distanced myself already, because my gaming experience has been made negative by those conversations. Mm-hmm. But heaven forbid I create a negative gaming experience for those men.
Here's the issue. It's... when you're uncomfortable, it's totally okay for everyone else. It's not negative whatsoever. Mm-hmm. When you decide to say, hey, I'm uncomfortable, can you please stop? That becomes a negative gaming experience because they have to stop doing the thing they enjoy.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the sort of overall arching thing, is that as long as you're not asking anybody else to stop and think about the words that are coming out of their mouths, it's fine. But the moment you expect someone to...
I wouldn't even say think, be a decent human being. Right. The moment you expect decency is when it becomes a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's just a personal maturity issue, I think. I mean, people should be able to accept constructive criticism, because it's not like you're going and it's not like you're going off on them and going, no, you need to stop this right now, and getting in their face. You're being polite about it.
Right.
I presume, at least. I've never seen you.
Well,
do this, but I mean,
that's a problem that I have, is that sometimes I think and I have to remind myself, this is something I do on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Like, going back in time, I'm a queer person. A lot of people inside my metas don't even know that I'm a queer person because I didn't start gaming until I started dating Brian. Mm-hmm. So they don't know my situation prior to that and the fact that I was in a long-term relationship with a woman. And I have spent a very large chunk of my life doing education and activism. And so I have had a lot of these conversations millions of times. And sometimes it's really hard for me to stop and not be like, the fuck is this still something we're talking about? Really? Really? And remember that, like, the person on the other side of the conversation probably hasn't had this conversation millions of times. And I tend to go... It's harder for me sometimes. I tend to be like, seriously? Where have you been the last 10 years of my life where I've been explaining this to people on loop for so long? And I have to remind myself that it can be a problem for me. Mm-hmm. Sorry to everyone I've yelled at.
It's okay. And when it starts with me, I'm like 2 seconds from a Z snap. Like, just, like, let me sit you down and tell you why you are wrong in every single way possible.
Yeah. I actually just did, well, so earlier today I was, and it's not just men who do this, I'm in this group on Facebook, and it's ladies, and someone posted this meme that was basically like someone articulating that they really appreciate the term fuckboy, because here we have all generations and generations of derogatory language used against women for the way that they choose to be sexual, and it's nice to see that pointed towards men. That was like... that person's perspective, and someone posted it in the group, and someone else came into the group in a comment to say, are you familiar with the original
term, what it actually means?
Yeah, are you familiar with where the term fuckboy came from? Because when you understand that it started as a derogatory term related to gang rape inside of prisons, all of a sudden now it doesn't have that funny, lighthearted, you know, maybe you just didn't know. Mm-hmm. And this person responded literally by saying, why do I care about prison rape?
You'll find out when you get there.
That was her response. Wow. To the so it's everywhere. You know, it's not just dudes. It's not just gaming. When you ask someone to step outside of their personal viewpoints and consider other viewpoints, people just hate that. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really hard, no matter who you are, sometimes to zoom out.
My head's so hard right now.
I don't know. On the other hand, I personally feel like I've had a pretty good experience as far as in-person tabletop gaming goes.
Yeah.
Like, a couple years ago, I went to War Machine Weekend. I decided to play a prank on John Damaris. And what I did was I wore a cutoff shirt that went up to about here or so, a pair of really tight jeans, and I had somebody take a makeup brush and draw his face on my back and write Fat Asian for Life on that's like a tramp stamp. And I walked around the entire day of War Machine That's Weekend hilarious. Like that. Did not get any... I got side eye, absolutely. I remember getting off the elevator going towards one of the convention halls, and everybody just like... there's, you know, everybody was chatting before I got off the elevator, and then it was just silenced. And then as I walked by, people just started bursting out laughing. Eventually, awesome. we actually spread the plague, and we had probably a dozen or so people that had something, you know, either a tramp stamp. I think we got one on somebody's pot belly with, like, the belly button as a mouth. And it was glorious.
That's fantastic.
But, I mean, I felt completely safe doing that. So it's not all negative is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I almost wonder, though, with War Machine Weekend being still, like, pretty nestled in the Midwest, and we have, like, this big pot of people that goes down together, if that's, like... the thing, because I don't know if I would feel similarly doing that at Gen Con.
No, absolutely not at Gen Con.
Like, I mean, but it's an entirely different environment that you, like, are setting yourself into. I don't know.
And part of it's knowing the community, I think. And Gen Con's so huge and has so many different communities it draws from. I would never do that
at
Gen Con.
It also depends on the person, because, like, Casey will totally go up to your hotel room with you.
How you doing?
And I did go in the group of people, too.
She's taking pills.
I've got some medicine in my room. That's all you got to say. And she's like, cool. And she's
like, get some sleep up in here.
Oh, my God. Just get one of the rape traps, the vaginal. Then you're good.
Yes, do it.
There we go.
Just wear it.
Oh, jeez.
All right.
Yeah, no, I felt pretty safe at, like, all conventions and stuff. It's just, it's the Midwest. It's a thing.
Which, doesn't that feel weird to say that? Because I feel like the Midwest is not a place that I would consider to be safe.
Yeah, but it totally...
I feel like it's... I can understand where you're coming from, but at the same time, like, the kind of people...
Yeah.
Like... I think when you're looking at Midwest, when you've got, like, the cities, Milwaukee, Chicago, Indianapolis,
the
then
cities,
you're like...
absolutely. Yeah. Then but because like, I'm thinking about, like, the town I grew up in, and, like, I wouldn't feel safe at all. You know, like, I think the cities make a difference.
Yeah.
Like, Milwaukee's like mini Chicago, to be fair.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Milwaukee and Madison are most of the other split cities in the... This thing is awesome. It's like just floppy enough that I want to chew, but it's just solid enough that I want to chew on it. It's great. I love it.
When I demo this one, I like to say, like, if it's your thing to feel, like, balls slapping up against your ass, then this is totally good, because it's got the nice...
I can see that.
Yeah. You could totally... You can do it. Yeah. You can do it. But I use this toy to demo one of the sleeves that we sell, so I'll lube it up, and then I'll use the sleeve on the toy during my demos.
You're just going to pass it around now? Yeah, like, everyone
will I've been resisting playing with that this entire time.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I can pick up tables. I will suction it on someone's table during a party and then lift the whole table off the ground with the suction.
For those who are listening, we're playing with a giant purple dildo right now.
It's got a lot of detail on it.
It's very veiny.
It is incredibly veiny.
Yeah, it's very veiny. And a little girthy, in my opinion.
A little girthy?
A little girthy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's got some... I can't even grip it with my whole hand. I have child hands, though. They're like little sausage fingers.
Yeah, you have small hands. Because apparently I can just about get it there.
You can. You've got it.
Look at that. Look at that. Like.
Are we all going to, like, test not a lot there. Our grip on the purple ball now?
No, I'm good.
Is that really a thing? Ball slapping up against your ass? That just seems kind of weird.
No, people like it.
It's weird.
I learn so much stuff. Guys, people are like, do you have anything that would, like, that was one. I had a person come into my room and say, do you have anything that would feel like balls slapping up against my ass? Like, you know, in the shopping room. And I'm like, Mr. Dependable. He's the one you need.
Is that what that's actually called?
Yes.
Yes.
This toy is called Mr. Dependable. Because he's very dependable. Most people use him on the shower wall, the shower stall, and then
easy cleanup.
Yeah, when your partner asks you why your shower now takes you an hour and a half, you're like, you don't need to know.
Oh, gosh. Yet. It's funny because I see, like, a meme sometimes on Facebook, and it's like, they didn't check the shower before they took their picture.
Yeah.
There's like dildos everywhere.
So this is a true story. We sell this thing called Secret Service, and it's suction cupped, and it's a vibrating male masturbation sleeve. Mm-hmm. So you suction cup it to the wall, and then, you know, you stick it in and it vibrates. And there's this literally happened. This woman went downstairs. She had a basement apartment that her son lived in, and she saw it and couldn't figure out what it was and took a picture of it and put it on Facebook.
I think I've seen that before. They're like, do you guys know what this thing is?
I can't figure out what this thing is.
I've seen a Craigslist posting of anal beads that the person couldn't figure out why their son had, like, a child's
bracelet.
I'll have to say that I'm victim of leaving stuff, not, like, that stuff around, but, like, when I get home, it's, like, bras off. We have a friend that comes over, and he's like, yep, there's Danielle's bra.
Yeah. I have an even worse one, which is that I took a picture of my computer screen one time to show what was on my screen.
Was there porn?
No, but there was the reflection of me sitting like this, like all like slobbing with like my stomach out and my tits just like hanging down the air, like no bra. And I posted it on Facebook.
Oops.
And it was probably there for 4 or 5 hours. And now I'm scrolling through my feed and I'm like, fuck! Delete. I don't know how many people were like, Celeste, I could see your tits.
This is a great size. Or size. Wow. This is a great size. Do dildos give women unrealistic expectations of size?
If
you've never seen a dick before, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I would say if you go back 15 to 20 years in the sex toy industry, that would be a valid concern to have.
Oh, sure.
Because back then, the thing, the sex toy thing, was to have these very quote-unquote realistic, sort of like this, where it's got the veiny circumcised, everything's there. That, I would say, yes. Move forward to today, this is the only toy that I sell in my, actually, that I can think of in our entire product line, that's realistic looking, and the rest of them are, you know, super smooth, medical grade, food grade silicone that aren't phallic in shape at all. So it is going to give an unrealistic expectation of what an orgasm feels like if you've never had an orgasm with a toy versus an orgasm with a man.
I mean, it's not like anybody's confusing rabbit dildos for the real
Most men's penises don't vibrate.
Cock rings fix that.
Yes, they sure do. Yes, 15, 20 years ago, I would argue that there was a... Okay, so women have an unrealistic expectation, and men watch porn, which is always
that's
a realistic.
That's what I was going to bring up. On the flip side, and not even on the flip side for like male expectations, most men in porn have massive dicks too.
Yes.
Like, you want to talk about unrealistic expectations? If the only thing you've ever done is like been with one man and watched tons of porn, you're like, wow, this guy's dick is really small.
Yeah.
And cock in rings. Reality. Do you have any models that put out AOEs?
Yes, I do.
You have a new theme.
Cock ring. 3-inch cock ring over your model. Take about 12.
Oh,
yeah. Yes,
it would.
He's eight inches long. Okay. I know that I should know all of the stats. I think the circumference is 3 inches, but that can't be right.
No, that's probably
circumference. Circumference, is probably right? Diameter, definitely not.
Correct. Yeah. Circumference of 3 inches, I believe. Okay. And then I don't know about you guys, but these balls seem giant.
Those are enormous.
To me.
Yeah.
Those are enormous balls.
Those are like testicular cancer balls. Yes.
If your balls look like this, see a doctor.
See a doctor. Not me.
Yes, don't send us pics of your testicles. That's like an episode or something.
I am not a doctor.
It is an episode of Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Where Anne is the nurse and people just start sending her pics of their dicks.
Yes, exactly.
Is there something wrong with my penis? Know.
I see enough dicks as it is. Thank you very much.
I don't think there's a problem with that anymore, realistically, because most of the toys that I sell are not phallic in any way.
There was one that was all question mark shaped, and I was very confused.
On my thing, my auction that I had?
Yeah.
It's called Home Alone, and it's wonderful. You should check it out.
Oh, dear.
Porn does very destructive things for men when it comes to self-esteem. I can imagine
that. Oh, the same can be said for women.
Women too. Porn in general sets really poor expectations of what sex is for everyone.
I just heard on the radio there was some website that came out that had recordings of women having orgasms to know so people
what
could,
it actually sounds
yes,
like.
Because women don't sound like that.
No,
in real life,
it doesn't last for 20 minutes either.
No. Right? Yeah. Yeah. The biggest one for me, especially I've been doing this. I've been selling sex toys for almost 5 years now. I started when Nadine was born so that I could stay at home with her. So I have literally thousands of parties under my belt at this point with, you know, thousands of women. And honestly, the biggest one that I would say is at least partially due to porn is the misconception regarding the importance of using lube. Because they never, if you, like, when you watch porn, nobody ever puts lube on anything.
No. Need
like,
to.
Yeah, right. Who needs lube? And it sets an incorrect expectation of, what can be honestly expected from women as far as natural lubrication, because guess what? That's not what porn would make you think it is.
It's not hentai. You're not soaking the sheets.
No, you're not. And the porn...
Filling a kiddie pool?
Oh, my God.
No, it's not.
That's why I can't watch
the
hentai.
The penis is porous anyhow, so you would, in order for you to make enough that he's not just sucking up right away, you would literally have to be like a jizz factory and clean stuff, and that's just not realistic. But there are so many health problems. Like, if you look at the United States versus other countries.
Oh,
children.
Oh, it doesn't stick.
No. I love that we've been just passing that around. Like, nobody's business. The first thing that just makes me die is the, like, little noise that it makes. Like, oh, super mature.
They actually do make dildos that ejaculate. Did you know that?
They do.
They do. They dragon do. Dragon ones, too. Yeah. There's one, too. The speaking of dragon like sex. Yeah.
Like, that's horrifying.
It is. It's fun, though. It looks like fun.
Oh, dear.
Episode 162. Jizz fact.
My very serious point about lube is completely lost now. My 3-second thing is please use lube. And if you really don't understand why, you can private message me and I can explain it to you. Please use lube.
Don't use heating is lube, though it burns. Is the
pink thing a flamingo or
it's
another dildo?
It's a uterus and a vagina.
It's, that is the...
They're not normally safety pinned together.
That is our team mascot for Team Vagina Power for the WITC. We need to come up with a name for
him. Oh, yeah. Actually, we need a name for him, and we need names for all of us. Yes. We can get t-shirts with our names on the back.
I like that. Yes. I want my name on a shirt.
I want a picture of him.
Okay.
And my name on the back.
We should do it.
I think that sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
What was the code name we came up for you again? Sourpuss Vagina?
There we go. That's what Vagina Sourpuss. With fallopian tubes. Yeah, it's a very accurate...
One's tied.
Yeah.
That's right, not actually how they look when they're tied. That said, by the way, that's good enough.
That is actually incredibly painful. I'm just going to... Like, if that... This guy is barely hanging on right
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
looks so happy.
Yeah. He's hiding his pain real well. Notice his mouth isn't there for a reason. His mouth will give away all the pain. Right? He's like, this hurts so fucking bad. This twisted fallopian tube.
Yes, just 100% scientifically accurate. Just like the human centipede.
Absolutely.
I haven't seen it. Is it really bad?
The first one is, it's gross, but it's like... Like mind thriller, good. And then the second one is just like, yeah, this is nasty.
Just getting people to all poop in like synchrony like that is just kind of astounding to me, though.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. I've actually never heard of that. You can buy a dildo and you can freeze it with your semen inside so that if you die, your partner can use it to impregnate you. To impregnate herself.
Can you do that with the dragon dildos? I bet you could.
I wouldn't think that would be so effective, though. Okay. Because I have done horse pregnancy stuff right now. So, like,
yes,
when they
you did just inseminate
I am, like,
a horse.
The expert. So, yeah. when I talk to the vet, she's like, when the horse normally does it, like, they get it in the vagina, and that's kind of where it stays. Tell the semen go where they need to go. Mm-hmm. But where she put it was directly into the uterus.
The uterus.
Not the vagina, which is the little part down here.
So we had better chances of getting her pregnant because it was right there and it didn't have that far to go.
Yeah.
So
that's
IVF
is too.
Yeah.
I mean, like they go right into the cervix.
Yeah, there's a form of it.
Nadine is literally a turkey baster baby. Because we wanted to use someone that we knew when I was with my ex as our sperm donor. So we asked my best friend if he would do it, and he said yes. So him and his partner went in a room with a cup.
That just sounds like the most redneck method ever.
Well, you know, we're not rolling around in money at that point, so we didn't want to invest, you know, $15,000 in IVF.
No, absolutely.
You know, but... we would rather spend that $15,000 on the baby. And, yeah. You know, so he went in a room with his partner, and then he brought out the cup, and they went back in the room, and we took a little like medical syringe.
Yeah.
And
you could use a literal turkey baster. I mean,
you could. I mean,
that's even more redneck. That's again, it would be friend jerked off in this cup, and that stuck it in my ear.
It's not as redneck. That makes it sound really redneck.
I have one of my coworkers is a lesbian. Her and her partner just recently had the same thing where they just had a friend donate.
Mm-hmm.
They did it a little bit more medically than you guys did, but we had this exact same conversation a week ago, like taking a turkey baster.
And it
just...
worked. It was I got pregnant the second time we tried. And it was literally just, I put a bunch of pillows under my hips and my ex was like, And then I sat there for 30 minutes, and then I'm bang, knocked up. It's like a charm. I mean, we're very lucky because we could that there we uh-huh. knew going into it that it was unlikely that that would be successful realistically, but it totally worked. So, yeah. But freezing your sperm in a dildo is a very loving and thoughtful way to give it's your partner thoughtful. Both a baby and an enjoyable experience.
Yes.
When they decide to impregnate themselves.
But still possibly won't work, so yeah, you better make true. It, better yeah. make sure.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking the dragon dildo thing, because I'm pretty sure yeah. those, like, those sperm eruptors is what I'm going to call
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, like... It's like tons of ejaculate. It's not just like yeah. a little bit of sperm over here. It's just like, it's probably I mean, a can. Like
that sets up it. An unrealistic expectation. It's not. We sell toys that actually go up and down like this. So you just hold it there. You don't have to do it. You don't have to get carpal tunnel or anything. You don't have to do any work. You just hold it and it just goes up and down.
Oh, jeez.
We've got those. But I don't have any of the jizz for you. Sorry. Sorry, people.
So
we're probably getting
carpal. Yeah, we should probably do questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
If anyone has questions.
Other than Turkey Baster Jizz Factory.
That's episode 162.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turkey Baster yeah. Jizz Factory.
Jizz Factory. I love it.
We already had that title.
Oh, we already had that title, which makes us very sad.
Does the dragon dildo have 9,000 plus speeds?
Is it over 9,000?
I don't know offhand. You could probably Google it.
I mean, like, I only come across it, like, when people post it on Tumblr. It's like, yeah, haha, yeah. funny. But I imagine that they don't. They're just, like, very much like this, but more animalistic.
They look they're like wider. What you I mean, would assume. They look like,
what do you mean animalistic? Like
they look like what? Dragon dicks.
Well, I mean, it's just I mean, they one have person's,
oh, well,
one
that's
person's
interesting.
Interpretation yeah. of what a dragon's penis must look like huh. because dragons are not.
Semi-serious question. Is the English accent really a thing in America? I am asking for a friend.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's definitely.
I was a happy person when we went to London.
Yeah.
It is.
It's adorable.
It's just, yeah. Something about it is it just.
It's because our media portrays it as being classy and wealthy and intellectual.
Wealthy. It probably and is like a almost like an instinct. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to procreate with you, person with money.
Well, it's exotic to a certain extent, yeah, too. Yeah. I mean, not quite.
I feel the same way about, like...
It's safely exotic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
Right? It's still white skin. White skin exotic. White skin exotic.
Oh.
Conceptual dragon dicks.
Oh.
Why a dildo was brought to the podcast?
Because I'm here.
Yeah,
I mean,
pretty much.
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the question of the day. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Because Celeste. See, Brian, that's the answer.
Which is not cyclist.
It's not. Still sort of close. People have thought that before on job applications. The, like, HR person has gone and been like, who names their baby cyclist?
Oh, dear.
And they tell me later and we laugh, you know, because... No, it's Celeste. Maybe I'll just bring a different dildo.
Every time.
Nice, like, every time.
It's like a good little stress ball. You can just hold the ball. Squeeze the ball.
Try it on your boyfriend. Oh.
I love it.
No more? Any other questions?
There might have been a couple on Facebook. I can check.
Why? The real question is, why have the past 161 podcasts not had a dildo?
Have all 161 really not had a dildo?
No.
I'm going to guess at least one of them had a dildo.
I don't think so.
It's all guys.
Yeah.
They don't need a dildo when there's a bunch of penises sitting around the table.
I imagine they don't have those all hanging out in their podcast.
I mean, maybe they do.
Maybe they do.
I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that could be an idea for episode 163, is just to have them all with their dicks out.
I mean, they have to compete with this, so I mean, they might be out of luck.
We could do a comparison, like, does anybody measure up against
there
Mr.
we go,
Dependable?
There we go. That could be a fun thing for 163.
Oh, dear.
Yes, you're right. My name is spelled wrong. So here's the story. My mom is a terrible person. She was going to name me Amanda. And she was being wheeled into the emergency room to deliver me. And she heard the nurses talking. And one of them was named Celeste. And she was like, ooh, I like that name. So she just guessed how to spell it. And she has like a third grade education level. So she guessed C-Y-L-E-S-T. And that's why I am the way that I am.
I don't know.
It Demerol works. Decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. It makes sense. Most people, I get Celeste a lot. But for the most mm-hmm. part, people figure out what I'm supposed to be. Oh, dear God.
If you were Amanda, we'd have three pairs.
Good yeah. Lord. We don't need any more.
I am not. Yeah, I don't. I'm happy to not be Amanda. When I was a kid, I hated
Thanks.
It. Well, when I was a
Thanks.
Kid. Only because there are so many other greater Amandas. I would be my the name. Worst Amanda of all the Amandas. I would be the worst one.
I mean, your spelling is not egregious by any means. Like, no. I used to work in a pediatric ER, so we saw some of the worst names, like a shoal spelled A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
Yep.
Baby asshole.
Brian. Oh. Brian's
cousin. We had Shithaid. Shithead. Baby shithead.
Brian's cousin is a teacher, and she had a student in her classroom whose name was spelled with a hyphen at the beginning.
Was it Ladasha?
Was it Ladasha?
No, okay, no,
I've
no,
seen,
no.
I've actually seen
it
that
It was
before.
The name Rihanna with a hyphen at the front. And the first day of school, she just assumed it was a typo and said, you know, was calling attendance for the first day of school and Rihanna. And this little girl who's like 8 years old, it's Dash Rihanna. Like, the hyphen is pronounced
that's,
Dash.
That's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, so I'll take Celeste.
I did once see an Alexander, A-L-Y-K-S-Z-A-N-D-A-R.
Yes, yep. Or Emily, spelled M-L-E.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
I've seen that, too.
I've seen an Absidy before, A-B-C-D-E.
I'm not answering the question about why my mom was terrible. That's for a different podcast.
Try having kids to change... Willy Bum? What?
Oh, because people would change his name to Willy Bum. Oh, is it nice. William? People called me Celester the Molester in school, so I definitely win that. I was the smelly kid for my entire life. So I didn't understand the joke, and I was like, I don't do anything to small children. Why are you calling me that? Like, I didn't get it at all.
Oh,
penis. Oh, I get it. Thanks for that. Okay. We're probably encroaching.
We're
cut up on our.
We started 5. Late, okay.
So almost do we start 5. A little bit late?
Yeah,
so
we're good.
Do we want to do?
Well, we don't need to do a full 2 hours.
Recommendations.
No. We could do recommendations.
Don't okay. name your child something silly.
Yeah, don't Strong name your child Emily and spell it M L E. And if you have a child named Emily spelled M L E, I'm sorry for making fun of your child's name.
I was going to say you're sorry for the child.
You don't know what you're doing to that person psychologically. Give them 20 years, they will hate you.
Yeah. I'm a firm believer some people should just get a free name change when they turn 18.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
Baby asshole is one of them.
Yeah. Baby asshole is definitely one of them. Definitely. And shithead.
Yep, baby shithead. Those were native English speakers, too. Yeah, that wasn't like a...
Were they like super white people?
No, they were super ghetto people.
Okay.
Did they think it was funny? Like, you can't... Did they spell
They spelled it out and they thought... They didn't... I think it just didn't occur to them.
They didn't,
or they just didn't,
they didn't
realize...
spell it out and look at it and go, shithead?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yikes.
Until somebody told them after the fact, and then it's too late.
Right, and then it's too late. It's already on the birth certificate. And Shithead has been born.
Yep.
It's too late.
Yes. Recommends showing Englishmen around Wisconsin. I call dibs.
I think it should be an exchange program where we exchange Amanda for that person so that I can show them around.
Fucking rude. I mean, yeah, you can send me to the
UK.
I think
we should do
I'm game for that,
I
actually.
I think we should do the women of crippled system show Englishmen around Wisconsin video feed. Get like a GoPro.
Be amazing.
And like, all 5 of us or like all 6 of us with Megan can like take people around. That would be great.
That would be cool.
Fantastic.
And these are cows.
This is cheese. Have a cheese curd. Okay, proper English. Yes, that's the right one. People will have a good... I think this is happening. Somebody with an English accent is coming here.
Sounds
they just
time.
Planned it in the chat.
Okay.
It's been planned. Okay, so I have an announcement that's completely unrelated to War Machine, but I got permission from Andy to shout it out.
Cool.
So if you are local to the area, on July 23rd in... Fort Atkinson, there is an event called the EAB Charity Festival happening. It's on Saturday, July 23rd. It was started by a nonprofit that is run by my friend. She lost her nephew at a very young age. They started a nonprofit. Every year they choose a beneficiary and they do this big festival event to raise money. All the money goes to the beneficiary and his family. This year the little boy, his name is Alex, and he's fighting leukemia, so it's a really great cause. There's like a whole day event there's like games for kids, carnival games, there's a bouncy house, there's a vendor fair if you want to come shopping, a raffle where you can get a bunch of prizes, there's live music, we have three different live bands performing throughout the day, there's a softball tournament, so you can come watch some good old American softball, football, or not football, baseball, have fun. There's superheroes, so you can get your picture taken with like Captain America or whatever. Super fun day. If you're local, write it down and come, because it really supports a great cause that's important to me. I'm on the committee, the planning committee for the event, and it's really fantastic. It's at Ralph Park in Fort Atkinson on Saturday, July 23rd. And if you are not local, but it sounds like something you would like to support, you can go to www.eastonscause.org and donate directly to the family as well. That's my announcement.
I like that announcement.
Mm. Thanks.
Well, I can't top that.
Announce other things.
Well, I guess what I was going to say is everyone's playing Overwatch right now, but I'm still playing Heroes of the Storm. And
so is Brian.
If you get to rank 20 before Tuesday, you get a mount. So get to rank 20. Get a free mount. And gold.
And gold. So very important.
Yes. Well, you gotta buy skins, more heroes.
I played Brian's, I logged into Brian's War Machine Tactics game the other day and tried to play that for a little bit, and I was like, this is boring as fuck. But then I moved on.
That really made me sad, because that game had so much potential, I thought.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was, I agree.
Probably let Annie know to link that in the episode post.
Oh yeah, I can link the website and all of the information. We can make that happen.
Should we give William Hungerford back his penis?
Oh yeah. I've just been playing with the penis. Oh no. He's gonna fleet himself. Okay, there we go.
Not so different from real life. Did you know there are men that have actually had their ribs removed specifically so they could do that?
Wasn't Marilyn Manson?
I think that was a joke.
Was it with Marilyn Manson? It didn't really happen. That's possible. Rumors. The internet tells me my things.
I'm not sure if that's a good idea or a bad idea, to be totally honest.
I can't imagine that you could enjoy the experience while you're all crunched up in the middle like that, do you?
Well, I think, like,
you don't strictly need your floating ribs. I mean, yeah. They're there. They're, if you
but
are...
they're constricting. But the thing is, like, that the muscle in your cores are, like, you can bend in all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm. I did a bachelorette party last night, and they had a stripper come, and yes, I believe you.
Yeah, you can.
I've seen Cirque du Soleil. Yeah, they can do things.
It was, yeah, I believe that.
I guess I think, recommendations, yeah. Heroes of the Storm.
There's my Heroes of the Storm, yep.
Donate to charity.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Come to the event. It'll be awesome.
Don't get your ribs removed.
Especially not to
find
suck your own
someone
dick.
Else yeah, to yeah, fillet I mean, you. How many, that's my recommendation.
How many would you have to give yourself oral as a female, I wonder? How many would you
all
have to have taken
them.
Out?
Oh, shit, that would be crazy. Hashtag life goals.
I recommend. I don't know. I got nothing. I'm boring today.
Okay.
I'm judging.
Yeah. I know you are. Okay, here. I recommend the funnel cake fries at Monk's.
What is Monk's?
I don't know if
it's
actually
in Maribou.
I don't know if it's at all the Monk's or not. I don't know if Monk's had it before it turned
to
BBC.
Did.
But
Monk's, there's a Monk's here Middleton,
I knew
Costco.
They're affiliated, aren't they? Or
they were.
Aaron's like, no, they're not the same. I'm like, I think they might have been.
They used to be. So Monk's is a like a chain sports bar.
Okay.
And by chain, it was like three locations.
Sure, yep.
And then the one in Baraboo, the owner bought his share out and became BBC, also Baraboo Burger Company, not to be confused with Big Black Cock, which is what I think of every time we refer to it as BBC.
I thought the British Broadcasting Company.
That's what I think of.
Yeah, I don't.
And then BBC will also be Brian's initials if we get married and both hyphenate our last names.
Oh, that would be adorable.
Yeah. BBC.
Also, the all of us that acquainted to the British one, just another reason why we like English people.
Yeah, because of the BBC.
You guys do have good news channels, I will give you that.
Like, actual news channels.
Yeah, beats actually, CNN for sure.
Right,
yeah.
For sure.
You guys still have Al Jazeera, too, which is pretty sweet.
Yes. Because there's almost no American-based news source that I'll actually watch for actual news anymore.
I will watch John Oliver.
Oh, true. Yes. John Oliver. Well, he's not really a true news source, though. He's,
but
it's kind of like the late news. News comedy hybrid kind of thing.
That's new.
Yeah. It's been pretty dark the last few weeks.
I wish he actually did like a daily news. I would watch that.
I'm a giant fan of like Rachel Maddow as well, but I don't like the news comedy thing is a great shtick because it gets people who have trouble drawing a correlation between A and B to understand the correlation better. But I think it also has a tendency to, like, diminish the significance of some of the more nuanced pieces of different issues. And sometimes I'm watching it going,
and part of that depends on who's doing it, too. Like, I think John Oliver does a pretty decent job.
John Oliver does great. Yeah, I agree.
But some of the other ones, like Larry Wilmore, is not great. I mean, he had a couple of good ones, but he's really went downhill.
You won't have to worry about the news with President Trump.
If Trump is president, I will leave.
I might.
I will climb the wall myself.
I mean, I did read a very persuasive and very pointed argument about the incredible privilege that comes with saying if Trump is elected, I'm leaving, that we have the ability and we have the resources and we know and can, if we choose to, up and, you know, leave. And there are so many people that we would leave behind who don't have the ability to do that. And that definitely made me, like, take pause and be like, oh, I still might. It's going to be tough for me, honestly, because I have a child. Like, she's the one who's going to have to live with all the long term shit. That's a whole other thing. Come to England.
We've talked about it, going to England for a little while.
Australia.
Just because I have a nursing license, I can go anywhere.
Australia's not that.
People have sex everywhere. I could literally sell sex toys and
absolutely. Yeah. I just meant for visa purposes. It's super easy for us.
Who talk about like going to Canada? Like the economy in Canada is not that great. The economy in Australia is not that great.
Really,
like, you're saying I'm going to go to this other place because things will be better politically, but in hindsight, but they're not necessarily
economically. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I saw like there was somebody who posted like the five places they would recommend, and it was places that are a little bit like Iceland, and you know places that you wouldn't necessarily think.
Iceland's beautiful, but it's super expensive to live there. Yeah, we visited a couple like a month and a half ago, and it's beautiful, but
the cost of living is so high. Is it evened out by wages and things like that? Not really.
Okay. No, their tax rate's very high. As part as most of it is, I think they've got like a 25% tax on just purchasing things.
Yikes.
Like, I mean, we went to a burger and fries place just for dinner, and here it'd be maybe $20 at most, $50 there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. It's really expensive to live there.
Yikes!
But then they import everything too because it's fucking Iceland,
right?
So
that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the recommendations down.
Did you have any other recommendations?
There are recommendations missing, Casey.
You?
I haven't recommended anything yet. Jackie hasn't recommended anything yet.
Yeah, she did.
I recommend you. I thought I recommended
something,
things.
But I don't remember what.
You said no. Don't get your ribs taken.
Don't get ribs. Right.
Find someone else to suck your
dick. Someone else to bully you.
If you go to Vegas, it's like $15. Okay.
Not even if you find the right person.
You don't want to go too cheap, or they might give you something, though.
Norway was on the list. Norway was on the list of...
Oh, Norway would be good.
Yeah, someone says Norway was voted the best country in the world to live in.
Germany would be tolerable.
I was going to say, I would be tempted by Germany.
Germany. Mm-hmm. See, if I'm going to move... I would have a hard time making the totally irrational decision to move somewhere based on climate. Like, all of these places, and then I'm like, tell me about the economy in, like, Brazil.
Somewhere like, warm.
Yeah.
So how's Haiti doing
legit,
these days?
Right? Yeah. Like, How's that doing?
I would consider China, truth be told. I mean, they're not, it's not the greatest place politically to be, but it's a great place economically to be.
If you're on the right side.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not doing too hot, you are not doing too hot.
When I was in college, I really wanted to go to Kenya. I don't know what it's like to live there.
I wouldn't, personally.
You know, I'm just tossing it out there. There's, like, you know, giraffe and things.
I can see Celeste becoming a wild woman just living with a giraffe and things.
I always thought it'd be cool to ride a giraffe.
I can see that.
They're like giant horses.
Yes, they are. They are giant horses.
Like, I just want
we went through this
one.
Whole thing and didn't bring up the gorilla at the, at the zoo.
That's okay.
Everyone agrees we don't need to talk about it.
My recommendation is the same as it was the last time I was on the podcast. If you're playing Overwatch on PS4, we should play together. I am, like, top tier diva player. I got this.
Don't play with me because I've never played a game and I will lose.
Easy to pick up. Team. Promise.
I don't like it.
Don't?
Mm-mm.
Well, you're playing on PC.
Yeah.
And I feel like the controls are very different.
I think my problem with it is, like, okay, so I played the healer. The lady with the wings.
Mercy? Yeah. Mercy's too streamlined and incredibly boring.
Well, I just don't... I don't really like that sort of play style. So, like, I play heroes, and that's more MOBA-esque, and I like that. I don't know.
Fair. I'm kind of with you. I'm not a big fan of first-person shooters either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I might try it just to see what all the hype is about, just so that I can
try it. A lot of fun. Like, it's just... I think we always have a team of 4 to 6. So, like, there's always people playing. We're always, like, laughing, joking, having a fun time. Generally, winning helps. Really, really good at the winning.
Yeah. I have a feeling when the next Black Thursday comes along, we'll buy a PS4. I'm sure.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm okay with that.
We might buy it before then because he's been kind of being talked into it. Also... John plays it on PC, so if you guys wanted to, you know, get together.
Mm-hmm. You know. Well, I think everyone, like the typical cast, except for Brian, mm-hmm. my Brian, play on PC. My Brian plays on PS4 with me.
PC Master Race.
Brian, my Brian plays Heroes of the Storm on PC, so I would assume he would probably play Overwatch on PC as well.
He needs to play with us more.
I'm not a PC. I mean, I play Sims on the PC, and that's the extent of my PC gaming.
You can be trans on Sims now, too.
I know. I love it. I see the actual
trans?
Menu.
Yeah.
They just changed their gender menu so that you choose, when you go in to make a person, you choose, do you want their body build to be masculine or feminine? Do you want their clothing preference to be masculine or feminine? You still have access now to the entire repertoire of clothing for any bodied person. And then you say, they give you the option, does this person pee standing up or sitting down? You get to customize that. And then you get to customize, do you want this sim to get pregnant or to impregnate other people? You get to choose that. So you can literally customize. I'm going to make so many amazing trans people on Sims now.
You look like your mind was just like blown. I could see your eyes getting bigger.
I haven't played Sims in so long.
It's given me a renewed excitement for the game to have that freedom to be able to make it. Yeah.
It just makes... weird people.
Yeah,
so that's what I awesome like. Weird people. Sending like, people out into the world a little different than normal.
I love it. Love it. All right.
I think we're approaching the 2-hour mark.
Yeah. I think we're done. But
until
Andy
next time.
Goodbye
Andy.
Forever.
Goodbye forever.
So those same codes expire.
In the episode thread, I would.
Yes, I agree. If you don't have it, if you're not playing with people, you're not playing Overwatch correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Always play with friends. Especially friends that aren't stupid.
Yeah.
Also, Team May.
We'll throw the episode codes thing.
We're just going to keep going later. Until Andy hears and realizes that we need him to come up here and turn it off.
Andy!
I'm going to start messing with your board.
He's too busy playing Minecraft. So
that's
we're just going to keep talking.
Literally, I said I'm going to start messing with your board and he leaps out of the couch. He's like running.
That's as fast as Andy moves, full speed ahead.
Okay. Literally, like his head just
bye,
popped
friends.
Out.
Bye, bye.